It's a Boxing Day bonanza on cricket, only better.
What an innings, what a player. Take a bow, Ben Stokes.
Brian Charles Lara becomes the first man in the history of the game to register a score of 400.
Six sixes in an over. Yuvraj Singh finishes things off in style.
England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins.
Betfair Betting Podcast presents Cricket, Only Better.
It's a Boxing Day bonanza for Cricket, Only Better, show 61. Happy Christmas to listeners all over the world. We're here to give the sherry an extra kick, to put an extra bulge in your stocking, to spread cheer and good winnings to all folks.
And I'm Sam Collins. I think this is Ed's way of saying we've got a lot to get through, and I concur, Ed Hawkins. Four games previewed this week on Cricket Only Better. Australia versus India in the second test. South Africa versus Sri Lanka in the first test, and two big bash matches. Who is joining us?
Paul Krishnamurti from betting.betfair is here to talk tough on test matches, and Pat Noon is back from CricViz, analyst to franchise teams like Moulton Sultans, to help put something extra under the tree. It's our best bets.
I can always tell when we've had a good week on best bets, because your voice just has this little bounce. Little gentle bounce, like your hair in the wind after you've just had a blow dry.
Yeah,
tell me, Ed Hawkins.
As a bouffant to my intonation this week. Plus 1.53, terrific, very solid. Three wins out of four last week's show. Australia to win the test. Burns to go unders. Josh Lala, a dead heat returner. One loser was Sean Marsh, not topping for the Renegades, although a caveat with that, he did go off at a price which was shorter than we recommended, but we're including it anyway in the profit loss because of transparency. Yeah. Overall, we're plus 10.14, only two losing shows.
Grudgingly, I accept that that is impressive, but equally, if it was any worse than that, then you probably shouldn't have a show, should you? So that is, well done, Ed Hawkins, well done. Christmas cheer to you. Who's our Mythbuster this week?
Saqlain Mushtaq.
Good. I am gently confident about that one.
It's Mythbuster, everybody's favourite part of the week. And our subject is Saqlain Mushtaq, the Pakistan spinner. Can he make our best value ODI 11? Players who, to £10 level stakes, would have won money overall in their career on the top bowler or top bat market. Does the search for a spinner go on to next year or does it end here? 168 wagers for Saqlain. Confident Sam Collins.
And as confident, I think, as I've ever been, having inspected his record after I picked him last show, his record is unbelievable. So if Saqlain Mushtaq is not up, then I don't know who could be, Ed Hawkins. I think we've got a spinner here. But tell me the numbers. Tell me the numbers.
Well, do we have an anecdote on Saqlain?
Short answer, no.
But don't worry, Stuart Conroy from Betfair Sportsbook does have an anecdote. Amazingly, because he saw him play for Ireland and he didn't like what he saw. He thought it was rubbish. So he's giving us average odds of 7-2. Initial reaction.
I'll take those odds. Good.
He had 41 wins, which is a 24% win rate, which is which is basically a 7-2 chance. 41 wins is a lot. 24% is a very, very good number. He had 12 dead heats with one other teammate, 12 other shares, an incredible 10 back-to-back wins. He got three in a row once and four in a row once. He's up a massive £627 and 3p.
Stick with me, Ed Hawkins. Stick with me. You might go far.
Can you make it back-to-back wins then, Sam Collins? Who are we doing next? Not next week. We're not here next week because it's Christmas. We're having a show off. Who are you going to be doing for our show in the new year?
Okay, let's look at our team. So we need an opening batsman.
Yeah, we do.
So, okay, let's think of opening batsman. Shall we go with him off the telly who people wish that didn't say that much, Nick Knight?
Yeah, we can. I mean, if you don't want to get a back-to-back winner, yeah, go with Nick Knight. I can't believe he'll be up.
Don't be like that. Do you think he... Okay, Your turn.
Let's have a go for Marcus Trzaskowski. As we're talking about left-handers and England left-handers at that, I think Banger might have done a little bit better. Marcus Trzaskowski is Mythbuster for episode 62 of Cricket Only Better. Stay tuned for match previews to come, best bets to come, and Paul Krishnamurti waiting in the wings.
Australia versus India, Boxing Day at the G. The excitement should be palpable for a contest between these two great practitioners of Test cricket. But, big caveat in that, India are rubbish at touring Australia. Match odds for Betfair Exchange, 1.4 Australia, 5.8 India, and the draw, 8. India bowled out for 36 the other day, dashing the hopes of anybody who hopes some cricket on television, in the UK at least. Paul Krishnamurti's here again. Fantastic to have you here, Paul. Last week, I have to admit that you and Ed combined rather well for that double best bet win on this one. Before we go to Ed for possible teams and ground stats, how do we bet this game when one side is so hopelessly, consistently out of its depth?
Well, I would say that when you've got a 1.4 starting price in a test match, you don't want to be getting involved in that because so much could happen over the first few days. And I do agree that Australia will win comfortably. They might well win by an innings. But I think there's a very good chance, for one factor or another, that we'll get quite big, quite higher odds during the game. So I'm going to place an order to back them at 1.75. Same thing as last week, just going in around 25% higher than starting price. Because if you look back at Melbourne, you generally get a good first inning total. I think four of the last five are over 440. I'm not suggesting they're going to get that, but they might well look like they're going to get it at some point. There's a 40% chance of rain on day three. So I think there is a reasonable chance that at some point in the game, albeit momentarily, India have given a squeak.
Interesting stuff. Ed Hawkins, give us some possible teams, please. No, I was just going to say no Virat Kohli or Mohammad Shami, of course. So that is more good news for India and some ground stats as well, if you've got time.
Yeah, expecting Australia to be unchanged. Don't think Warner's going to come back for this one. So Wade, Burns, Labuschagne, Smith, Head, Cameron Green, Tim Payne, Cummins, Stark, Hazelwood, Lyon, the bowling attack, which will surely finish this series off. India, Shaw, Agarwal, Pujara. We think Rahul's going to come in and bat in the middle order with Ajinkya Rahane sandwiched between Vihari. We're going to go for Pant, followed by Ashwin, Saini, Bumrah and Umesh. As for the pitch, normally we like to go back sort of 5 or 6 years or so, something like that. But big problems in the last couple of years with services at the MCG. Remember the board draw at the G in the Ashes, the last one was there. The Band and Shield match in 2019. So we've seen drop in pitches in the last two tests there. India beat Australia batting first with 4-4-3, and Australia beat New Zealand with 4-6-7. So a decent wicket we're expecting for batters and bowlers, but probably likely to favour the side batting first.
Paul, how do we trade this one? Any in-play markets you might suggest?
Yeah, I think, we should look at the runs again and using the same principles as discussing about as before with the match odds. I like to bet on the swings during a test match. Now, you'd be surprised at how big odds you can get sometimes about low totals. So just as an example, last week, that India 36 all out, which wasn't, okay, the 36 was unpredictable, but they were never likely to get a high score in that innings. Under 175 was 9-4. Under 150 was 5-1. Under 125 was 14-1. I think you'll get points in the innings with both sides, because Australia are also quite brittle, where there's a partnership going. And so let's say at some point India or Australia hit a 50 partnership. At that point, we should be going extreme unders, whatever that is. You know, let's say in the first innings, Australia pars probably start about 400. If that goes up to 450, 475 quickly, go under 425 or under 400. And same for India, but obviously moving those bands down.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Ed Hawkins, and coming to you for some side market bets, perhaps?
Yeah, no Kohli blows the top Indian market, top bat market wide open, really. So renders our database pretty irrelevant because we've got Rohit and Coley not playing in this series, so the numbers kind of go out the window. But taking big numbers on people lower down the order seems to be the smart way to go. A top order could be blown away at the G. So we're liking Hanuma Vihari at 8, Rishabh Pant at 9s, Ashwin at 25s. You know, a 30 or 35 could very easily win it here. That's the advice for that market. Pat Cummins is giving us 3 points on implied probability at 9-4 with Betfair Sportsbook for top Australia wicket taker. We think he should be a bit shorter. Likewise, we've got 3 points on Steve Smith at 9-4 with Betfair Sportsbook for top Australia bat. Very rare that you get any room to manoeuvre on Smith. Ashwin is 11-4 from 4-1. We pointed it out last week that he was the man to follow on that market, but he's slashed his price after he copped in game one. Back-to-back wins hard to come by, but it is value on win rate. What are you looking at here, Paul?
I totally agree with you. Completely endorse what you're saying about the Indian middle order to be back in people around 6, 7, 8. And Rishabh Pant, that's a cracking price, 9-1. You know, as you say, 30 will probably win it, 30, 40.
Ed, you wanted to raise something about Mayank Agarwal.
Yeah, sports would go 5-6 under 24.5 runs. He's only had quite a short career, Agarwal, and in every innings he's gone under that mark 10 times out of 19. So on win rate, taking that 5-6 isn't quite right. However, he does look all at sea. The conditions and bowling attack make it very difficult for him. It's his greatest test as a player. He's had probably easier matches up until this point. So that could be quite an easy win with that move, with that new ball and that Australia attack looking so deadly.
We love easy wins. So do Australia. India less so. Best bet still to come, because now we're going to turn our attention to South Africa versus Sri Lanka on Boxing Day. Centurion the venue. Betfair Sportsbook prices 2-7 South Africa, 11-2 Sri Lanka. 11-2, the draw. Possible teams for you. Long lists. South Africa, Elgar, Markham, Van der Dussen, Duplessis, Bavuma, de Kock, Pretorius, Maharaj, Norcia, Ngidi and Patterson. Sri Lanka, Karuna Ratne, Ashada, Kusal Mendes, Chandamal, Kusal Pereira, Dananjaya, Dick Weller, Lakmal, Embul Denaya, Kahiru Kumar and Vishawa Fernanda. Ed Hawkins, to you for a pitch report, please.
South Africa have won 10 of the last 11 at Centurion, losing only to Australia in 2014. They beat England there last year, making 284 in the first innings. That was enough. 4 of last 5 are won by the side batting first. Previously looked a good batting wicket in the first innings, then taking wear and tear. It seems to be a classic test match pitch to me.
Lovely stuff. Just laughing about the fact that you made me, you gave me the South African and Sri Lankan teams to read out.
It's a bit like Anchorman, isn't it? He'll read out anything that's on the script. Maybe we should play around with that next year.
Well, I know. I was like, I haven't quite rehearsed this one. Right. So if we've got a pitch that is going to reduce the gulf between these two teams, a favourite without its best players, surely we're looking at Sri Lanka value here, given those odds. Paul, going to come to you first on this.
I agree, absolutely. I think this is the distinction with the other game, in that, again, you've got a favourite of 1.4 that makes no appeal because it's so short. But here, I'd just take them on. I'd just lay the 1.4 and keep the draw on side, because if you look at the long-range weather forecast, which may well not stack up, of course, but you've got a 45% chance of rain every day and lots of thunderstorms. So it's another layer of randomness to that game. And actually, although, I mean, I don't rate Sri Lanka very highly these days, they haven't been on a bad run in tests. And that 2-0 defeat victory in South Africa proves that, you know, South Africa are unreliable at 1.4. So, yeah, just go with the lay.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Paul. South Africa are in a mess on and off the field. They don't have Rabada. He's their best player who's missing. You know, there's not a huge amount to like about the bowling attack without him. Lungi Ngidi, we're a big fan of his on this show, but that's in white ball cricket. We yet to be convinced by him in the test match. South Africa, as Paul said, won 2-0 in South Africa in 2019. So they've got good experience of conditions. They've got a lot of players coming back for their second go in South Africa. Possible bet is 5-2 Sri Lanka for a first innings lead with Betfair Sportsbook. It's a decent price because you might not fancy them going the distance over the course of 5 days because they've had very, very little warm-up. So there might be something there. But also the side markets, which I'm just going to segue into, top Sri Lanka bat. There's value all over the shop here, basically, because Kusal Pereira and Kusal Mendes have 1 win in 16 and 2 wins in 22, respectively, but are going off 11-4 joint favourites here with Sportsbook. So you can make a case for Dinesh Chandimal at sixes. Nirushan Dickvela at 5-1 is also a great price. But the absolute knockout standout price is Dhananjay De Silva. 3 wins in 20 and Sportsbook have made a terrible route. They've priced him at 50s. It's going to be fastest finger first to take that price. It's not going to be around for long. So get on to it. Lahiru Kumara, 4 wins and 1 tie in 16. Top Sri Lanka bowler. He should be favourite, not 3-1 second jolly.
Best time. What are we thinking, gentlemen? One answer only, please. Paul.
Lay South Africa at 1.4.
I like it. Concise. Christmassy. Ed Hawkins.
Let's go for taking on Mayank Agarwal, 5-6 under 24.5 runs with Betfair Sportsbook in the first innings in that Boxing Day test. Australia versus India.
Less concise, still very nice. Thank you very much. Big Bash Boxing Day Bonanza. 2 games to preview. Who better to help us find best bets than CricViz's Pat Noon? Welcome, Pat.
Hello, guys.
This tournament is going so far, as you expected?
Yeah, I think so. We've got Hurricanes, the Stars and the Sixers leading the way, and we've got the Heat rooted to the bottom of the table. I think that's more or less how we saw things going pre-tournament. I suppose you'd expect the Scorchers to get involved at the top of the table at some point. They haven't really got going yet with only 2 games played, but apart from that, I'd say it's pretty much as expected, yeah.
Okay, right. First game to cover, Sydney Thunder versus Melbourne Renegades from Canberra. Sportsbook go 10-11, Thunder, 5-6 Renegades. Ed Hawkins, over to you for a pitch report.
4 games this month at Manuka, the Manuka Oval. And I'm just going to shout numbers at you. 178, these are first innings totals, most recent first. 178, won by the side chasing. 169, side batting first. 125 won by the chaser, 161 by the side batting first. So we're going back 2 years in men's only matches now. These are the scores. Again, most recent first 1-2 denoting match won by team batting first or second. 172, 1, 160, no result. 152, 1652, 181, 1, 1891, calls cost 30p per minute. No toss bias. It looks pretty good for batters. Get runs on the board. Use scoreboard pressure. Don't expect Finch to play for Renegades. Naby is in for the Renegades, though. Quite like Thunder's balance. Adam Milne, Kiwi pacer, is available. Going to ask Pat about him in a minute.
Okay, now we've got through that from Ed. How do you see this one going, Pat?
Yeah, I think this is quite a tough one to call. I think Naby coming in is big for the Renegades, even though Monaco isn't actually that great a venue for spin. Spinners go at 7.8 runs and over there, making it the third highest economy of all the BBL grounds behind the two Tasmanian venues in Hobart and Launceston. On the other hand, seamers go at 8.49 there, so it's clearly a high-scoring venue, whatever you behold. And yeah, Finch, as you say, missing out, that could be a huge blow for the Renegades. They were already only scoring at only 5.25 and over in that mandatory 4-over power play. So you might think that could be an area to exploit for the Thunder, but they've actually gone at 10.37 with the ball in that phase and only taken 1 wicket. So something's got to give there. Adam Milne, as you say, I think he'll improve them in that regard. The power play is his best phase in terms of his economy. He goes at 7.48 in that phase. So if he plays, you can see the Renegades batting really big under some early pressure there.
Ed Hawkins?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Pat what he thought about Alex Hales and what his matchups database says about it, because he's got an alert on him for top Thunder bat. Presuming he's not topped since this pod has been in production against the Perth Scorchers. They had a game against them. He's got the best win rate in the last 2 years in Bash cricket at 40% on the top batsman market. So he is the number one. Anything which suggests he would go well against this attack, Pat?
He's got a very good head-to-head record against Kane Richardson. 46 runs from 26 balls without getting out. And he's got a pretty eventful one against Imran Tahir, who's yet to feature. I'm not sure if he'll be available or not. But in their meetings, Hales has scored 75 runs from 58 balls and got out 3 times. So, but maybe a sort of 50-50 kind of head-to-head there. And he also much prefers pace to spin, 150 strike rate against spin compared to 132. Renegades have been pretty seam heavy with their selection so far. So you'd think that even with Naby likely to run the power play, there could well be runs there for Hales.
Okay. Ed Hawkins, I gather that you've spotted some value on the top bowler market for Thunder.
Yeah, this is Adam Mill again. So we think he's got a win rate in the 30s on top bowler markets in franchise cricket. And we're going to get 11-4 Betfair Sportsbook. I know his economy rate is good. I think he's a complete out and out wicket taker. He's going to try and, break people's toes and such. Is that how you see him, Pat? How's he doing with his strike rate?
Yeah, he's good. And I think he could be a big player for them because of how he bowls in the power play and he takes wickets at the death. So the other thing about him is he brings genuine pace, which a lot of the Renegades batsmen struggle with. So when you look at their sort of career record against balls quicker than 140 Ks, Marsh has got a strike rate of 105, Naby only 100, Webster just 81. Riley Rousseau's still decent at 133. That's not too far below his overall career. And so he's maybe the outlier there. But you can definitely see Milne causing problems against that batting lineup with that record.
Okay. Expecting any other players to go well on the matchups, Pat?
The only other one that really stood out was Chris Tremaine against Sean Marsh. Tremaine's got him out twice in 27 balls for just 23 runs. So, yeah, Marsh struggled against him in the past.
Okay, lovely stuff. Best bet still to come, of course, but let's move on to game two on Boxing Day. Sydney Sixers versus Melbourne Stars. From Canberra, it's from Carrara, this one. Betfair Sportsbook makes Stars 8-11 favourites, Sixers 11-10. Repeat of the final, which Sixers, of course, won. Ed Hawkins, what does the pitch do for us here?
Yeah, I'm going to shout more numbers at you. Again, these are first inning scores with the second number won by the side batting first or second. 1491, 1741, 1671, 1352, 1642, 1591, 1081. Brackets, that was a 10-over game. Do ask your parents' permission before you call.
I don't know what to make of that. You're running some sort of dodgy, seedy stats line, Ed. Pat, what do you make of these two teams? Stars short for favourites, is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think they got away with one a little bit in that no-result game against the Scorchers the other night, but they've looked good in the other two games. And while Sixers had that thumping win over the Renegades and looked good against the Strikers the other night, I think these two are the best teams in the competition, or two of the best teams in the competition. So, yeah, as you say, repeat of last year's final. And I think, yeah, the Stars probably just shade it, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Sixers won.
Okay. What about any individual players to go well? I'm generously going to throw this open to batsmen or bowlers.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think there could be some fireworks when Ben Dorschus comes onto bowl, given Stoinis scores at a strike rate of 188 against him and Maxwell scores at 187 against him. Although, to be fair to Dorschus, he has got Stoinis out twice in 35 balls and Maxwell out three times in 30 balls. So I feel like something's going to happen there one way or the other. And meanwhile, Dan Christian was awesome with the bat in the Sixers last game against the Strikers, and he's had a lot of joy against Nathan Coulter-Nile in the past. He scored 53 runs from just 32 balls for the loss of one wicket. And then you've also got Maxwell with the ball, who's dismissed Dan Hughes twice in 29 balls. So we can probably expect him to bowl into power play if Hughes is in early against the left-hander.
Ed, any crossover there with your database, which Sevenoaks Constabulary may or may not be closing in on as we speak?
Marcus Stoinis, we've spoken about Stoinis this week on betting.betfair. He's one of those opening batsmen with one of the best win rates. He's got a 30% win rate. He's going off about 23-10 with Betfair Sportsbook for this one. Just check back on the website in case they give him a price boost to take advantage of. Glenn Maxwell also has a 30% win rate, but he's going off 10-3. The problem with Maxwell is we don't know where he's going to bat. He could bat at number three or number four or number five, and that's always slightly against him when we don't know where he's going to bat. But Stoinis, look, that might be the edge that we need to take on those odds, I think, the fact that he's got such a good head-to-head record against this attack.
Great. Your patience will be rewarded, everybody. Best bets are coming up after this. Christmas conundrum for Crick Viz's Pat Noon. If your life depended on it, what is your best bet from that Boxing Day bash?
Yeah, I'm going to go slightly against what Ed said earlier about Maxwell, and I'm going to go with him to be the Stars' best batsman, purely because he's got the head-to-head we mentioned earlier. He's also scored 205 runs in four innings with a strike rate of 174 at this venue that they're playing on the Gold Coast. So it's clearly a ground he likes. And yeah, with that head-to-head in his favour against Dorchus, I can see him doing well in this one.
Great. Ed Hawkins, no doubt reeling from the sense that Pat has essentially said, you know nothing. What do you think?
No, I don't disagree with the Maxwell bet. I just don't know where he's going to bat.
I don't want an argument. I want your bet. Come on.
But he's. I'll just repeat for the listeners. They won't want to know what price he is. 10-3 with Betfair Sportsbook. There's nothing wrong with that price. On win rate, it's fine. I can't quite make up my mind between Alex Hales or Adam Milne, because basically all the planets seem to be coming into line on both of those. But I'm going to caveat it with, if Hales has not top scored while this pod is in production, get on him at about 11-4 to be top Thunder batsman against the Renegades.
Well, could you double up? What about what odds would you get for both of them coming off?
They're 11-4 the pair, so you could do a double at 11-4, but that seems a bit grotesque at this time of year of being in tears and being cautious. So we're just going to stick with Hales, I think, Sam. Stop trying to be cavalier.
Well, I just want Ed Hawkins, I want you to be able to, buy yourself some new socks next year. Right. Everybody, thank you very much for this Christmas cheer you have provided, hopefully, to our listeners. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
That's your lot for Cricket Only Better, show 61. Check out betting.betfair for all your match previews every day on the Big Bash. We've got the Boxing Day Test matches previewed on the 23rd. We've also got New Zealand versus Pakistan previewed on the 23rd. And make sure you come back for more best bets, winning bets, on Cricket Only Better next time. We're not here next week. Have a good Christmas.